Hello humans, and welcome back to another episode of Sparks the Conversation. Hope you're having a good day, good life, wherever you are in this world, and I hope the day is treating you well. So let's get stuck into the topic of today's podcast. So today's going to be quite a meaty one, in a sense that we're going to be talking about testosterone and how to naturally boost, hack, increase, whatever you want to call it, your natural testosterone, so that you're getting the most out of your time. Well, subsequently, so that you can get the most out of your time in the gym, recover the best, and ultimately become kind of the best version of yourself if you are a male. Of course, optimizing your testosterone is also important if you're a woman, but if you're unaware, you probably won't naturally have as much testosterone as men, just because of biology. Sorry to bring that up. So let's get stuck into testosterone, okay? So testosterone obviously plays a crucial role in various aspects of male health. We're not just talking about kind of muscle growth here. We're talking about bone density, mood, such as kind of depression, anxiety, and just general energy levels, okay? So obviously, like, everything that I will say following this point, just please be aware that obviously I'm not a medical doctor. I am not that well read in testosterone. I've never been to medicine school, and do not take anything that I have as gospel. And if you do feel like you have kind of low testosterone or problems with your testosterone, please go and seek medical advice. Likewise, some of this is kind of quite fringe stuff. So it's not going to be stuff that's set in stone. A lot of the kind of research is developing, as kind of that is the case with research. We don't fully know anything ever, really, because we might know something, and then some, as we research it further, we might disprove such theories and we might learn more about it. So a lot of the stuff that I will say will be based on very basic principles that we know are, one, gonna kind of benefit our testosterone, and two, pretty much work across the board. And then there's going to be some different types of advice that's potentially more kind of could swing one way or the other, okay? So let's start. So in terms of a comprehensive guide, like, you have to start with your nutrition, okay? Obviously, having like a well-balanced nutritional intake within your diet, so that contains kind of nutrient-dense foods, sources of fats, so nuts, oils, olive oils, avocados, lean proteins, and a variety of fruit and vegetables will all play into your balanced nutritional protocol that will ultimately support your higher testosterone production. If you don't cover that base, you're literally shooting yourself in the foot. Every cell in your body will rely on this. So if we're asking our body to do more and actually kind of increase testosterone, really need to be making sure that this is paramount and is like the underlying principle in everything that comes after this. For example, I know that on the extreme side of this, when I did my bodybuilding show, my nutrition was not balanced, and obviously the extreme calorie deficit led me to have very low testosterone. I actually thought I was kind of hypogonadal when I came out the other side, which basically means where your kind of testosterone goes through the floor. The second one, and that leads nicely from my point, is that you need to have an adequate calorie intake, okay? So this doesn't necessarily have to be like a massive calorie surplus. This can be like maintenance or just above. For some people, this might be a slight calorie deficit. Depends which way you are naturally inclined. Some people are naturally inclined to eat less. Some people are naturally inclined to eat more. And making sure that this calorie intake maintains a healthy weight. And this works both ways. Like, of course, if you're extremely dieting and you're losing weight quickly and aggressively, that is going to obviously have a knock-on effect with your testosterone. And likewise, if you are pushing your weight up the other side, potentially you might get negative repercussions on your testosterone. And we definitely know that decreasing calorie intake and obviously reducing body fat overall for long periods of time will decrease testosterone production. So if you really want your testosterone to be at its best, you really want to spend as long as you can at or above maintenance within reason. The next thing, and within nutrition again, is that you need to make sure your protein intake is sufficient. So sufficient protein that includes amino acids, because they are crucial for testosterone production. And this needs to include meat, eggs, dairy, and plant-based proteins. It doesn't need to be one kind of one size fits all. Use the full spectrum of amino acids and make sure you are getting a good diverse range of these. And I see this a lot with people, is like, And I'll sometimes be guilty of this myself. Like, I'll find a recipe and I'll stick to it forever. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But again, you're limiting yourself. And again, this ties back into the balancing nutrition. You're feeding the same foods every day. Yes, they might be healthy, but are you giving your body that kind of diverse range and that kind of actual natural diversity that needs to thrive and grow and to be able to ultimately produce as much testosterone as you want it to? The next one is to do with healthy fats, okay? So we want to be making sure that obviously fats are kind of fat steroid hormones, so they do kind of have a massive role in our ability to produce testosterone naturally. So we want to be focusing, like, of course, on a diverse and a balanced range of fats, but we really want to be thinking about monounsaturated and saturated fats. So for these, we're thinking about avocados, nuts, seeds, olive oil are all excellent. Excellent choices to really kind of boost our natural testosterone. Again, how are you going to do that? It's going to take some kind of deliberate action. You're going to need to be kind of implementing these foods into your diet pretty frequently or across the week. And again, it's not necessarily something that you're going to feel straight away. You're not going to wake up and think, oh, fuck, I'm feeding that avocado. Like, I feel horny or I feel like naturally more testosterone. It'll build over time. And you just need to ensure that the things that you are doing are actually the things that need to be done to kind of improve that testosterone. The next one, and this moves kind of more into kind of the supplementation side of things, and I will do a deeper dive into supplements at the end of the podcast, is get regular exposure to sunlight or consider taking vitamin D supplements. Chances are, if you're in the UK or in any kind of Western country within reason, you're probably going to be deficient in vitamin D unless you're supplementing with it. We're not getting our skin out as much as we can because it's freezing and it's cold. It's currently raining here. And we need to understand that vitamin D is associated with increased testosterone levels, and many people have insufficient levels. Think of vitamin D as like a store, and we need to build it up and keep it up, okay? So in summer, obviously, with our skin out, our skins are more healthy. And then in winter, we kind of retreat into ourselves because it's freezing. So I would always say think about supplementing with vitamin D3. Next one is to eat some zinc-rich foods. So, and again, this is kind of pretty fringe, but zinc-rich food like beef, pumpkin seeds, and legumes in your diet, because zinc is an essential for testosterone production. And again, this could be supplemented. So a lot of my clients do supplement with zinc because you ain't going to be walking. There was oysters in my list of foods to eat, but who just goes around day to day eating oysters? Not me, unless you're minted. And if you are, I'm going to put your coaching price up. And what that's going to do, again, it's going to tie into the fabric of nutritional intake and your nutritional fabric for this whole testosterone production, okay? Next one is obvious. Like, we want to be engaging in regular exercise, and this probably does lean towards both resistance and cardiovascular exercise. So high intensity interval training is a good option if you don't have much time, and weightlifting has high intensity interval training and weightlifting have both been linked to increasing testosterone. But again, if you're a healthy individual who does cardio, like, you're probably going to be naturally just functioning better, functioning more on an optimal standpoint, and then subsequently you're going to grow more muscle as a result of your higher testosterone. I must admit, like, since I've started doing more hybrid stuff, I probably feel the highest testosterone I have for a while. There was a period where I was growing up where I was eating a lot of food, and I think that was just because of my age. I was around like the 21, 22 mark. That's when I felt like my most anabolic, in a sense that my natural testosterone was the highest. And that's arguably when I probably grew the most muscle. But I feel like I've tapped into another level right now. And considering I'm like 29, nearly 30, I'm pretty happy about that. Next one, and an obvious one, which we should all be doing, is adequate sleep. So sleep is our biggest test booster, especially natural test booster. So prioritize your sleep quality, your time in bed, and that will support your hormone regulation. So I'd say minimum 7 hours, 7 or above is literally brilliant. And the key here is it's uninterrupted sleep each night. Of course, in an ideal world, it would be uninterrupted, but for most of us, that isn't the case. So just make and pay a close attention to, if you are tracking it, your sleep score or quality, okay? So if your quality is above 80%, I'd be a happy coach and I wouldn't be on your case about that. If it's below 80%, you start to ask why that's the case. If you're waking up for a wee in the middle of the night, you need to be cutting your water off earlier in the evening. If it's because you're taking too much caffeine, you need to reduce that motherfucker, because sleep is the number one factor and probably should be the number one on the list. Next one, and something that I think people are shit at, is stress management, okay? So stress management is a tough one in the current climate. We're in a cost of living crisis, if you didn't know. Everything's expensive. It's dark. It's fucking winter. Christmas is here. And everyone's starting to stress. So it's very easy for me to sit here as a very highly stressed person to preach about stress management. This is something that I should do myself. As I say this now, my leg is pulsing up and down because I'm getting a bit nervous that I'm cooling myself out. But you can always think about meditation, mindfulness, deep breathing exercises. For me, running is my kind of stress management. Again, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's the best one. But chronic stress can negatively impact testosterone levels, not only from like a micro level in terms of like how it interacts with the cells, but in terms of how it interplays with sleep. And your ability to exercise and kind of make good decisions around food and alcohol, food and drink, sorry. Next one then. So limit alcohol and caffeine. So moderate excessive alcohol consumption can lead to decreased testosterone production, and caffeine intake can also impact sleep. So all of these things are going to tie into one of our main kind of testosterone boosting areas, which is sleep. So if you're drinking a lot, you're probably not getting the best amount of sleep. If you're drinking a lot, again, it is a toxin that's going to essentially poison your body to some degree, and that's going to have a knock-on effect. Likewise, caffeine, like I spoke about when I was talking about sleep, you probably don't want to be slamming too much, because again, that's going to knock onto your sleep and your overall kind of testosterone production. Next one, and is a little bit kind of further out there, is avoid endocrine disruptors. So minimize your exposure to endocrine disrupting chemicals found in certain plastics, pesticides, and personal care products. So these chemicals can interfere with hormone production. Again, that's pretty fringe, okay? One that I do kind of agree with, and is one that obviously people bang on out about a lot, is intermittent fasting. So intermittent fasting, people like buy into massively. Like, you're essentially just not eating for a bit. Like, get over yourself. How this increases testosterone, I'm not sure, but intermittent fasting has been associated with increased testosterone levels, as long as calories are matched, as long as you're not like in a massive kind of calorie deficit at the end of the day. And if it's an approach that works for you with a busy lifestyle, I wouldn't see why you couldn't do it. Next one is obviously stay hydrated. So proper hydration is crucial for overall health. If you want to perform your best, you want to perform your best in bed, in every aspect of your life, stay hydrated, and just drink enough water throughout the day. That's a general human requirement. And the last one, which we'll be all glad to know, is like, the more sex you have, the more kind of testosterone you will have. So regular sexual activity has been linked to higher testosterone levels. So obviously that goes on an inverted U curve. So if you have too much, it will drop off. And if you have too little, it will also drop off. So there's a sweet spot for everyone. So just make sure you're kind of are getting some, if that makes sense. And if you want to quote that to your partners or your spouses, that's absolutely fine. I can take the brunt for it. Now I'm going to delve a little bit deeper into supplementation, okay? So some of these I have experienced with myself, others I do not. So I'll comment on the ones that I know I have used myself and kind of I do recommend to clients. The other ones we'll kind of touch on briefly, okay? So one that I have spoken about already is vitamin D3. So vitamin D is obviously the sunlight vitamin, is beneficial for individuals with deficiencies. Zinc is also up there. And I would just basically get that from a tablet format. The next one I would also recommend is ashwagandha. It's an adaptogenic herb, and it's a stress-reducing compound. And what this does can obviously improve your health, improve your testosterone by reducing stress and your reproductive health, which is obviously amazing. Ginger is a good one. Again, you don't necessarily need to kind of supplement that. You could just eat some or make some shots in the morning. Has anti-inflammatory properties that may have positive influence on testosterone levels, with some studies reporting that testosterone levels and improved reproduction health from ginger supplementation. Next one, and I haven't necessarily, well, this, let's do the one I have kind of used myself. So obviously omega-3 fatty acids. So this is ones like fish oils, cod liver oils. I would always have those in your diet regardless. Most people don't eat enough fish anyway. It's too expensive. And what these do is they have anti-inflammatory properties and may have a positive impact on testosterone levels. You can either do this by consuming fish, or you can obviously supplement with that if you want to kind of use that. The next one is boron. So this is the one that I've heard someone take and they had great fucking a great response from it. And some studies have suggested like boron supplementation can lead to increased testosterone levels. I haven't tried it myself, so I'm not going to kind of comment too much on it. So those would be my main kind of points of call in terms of supplementation. There is other ones like, what's it called? Lion's mane and stuff like that. But then you're getting a little bit into the fringe of things. You're probably just better off optimizing all of the things I've said so far. and spending more time doing those than fucking around with all of these things that are coming out at the moment from Huberman, even though he does know what he's on about more than me. So a bit of a longer podcast today. Apologies if I've taken up too much of your day. Implement all of these in your life. We'll be doing a female-specific one very soon. So other than that, have a great day, great life, wherever you are in this world, and I'll speak to you soon.